La 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 la. Deonnie Dawson refuses to be
categorized the podcast.
Watch me go. My loves, how are you? What's new? I feel like it's been an age and I feel like there's a lot to talk about. In this week's Entrepreneur in Car doing somewhat school run, let's call it that, I am going to be talking to you about my latest kind of, it's not a tech-free sabbatical, but it's like low tech, like, low screen sabbatical. Why I'm doing it and, well, how I'm actually being forced into doing it. So for a wee while now, I've been feeling kind of unmotivated and uninspired and just a bit blah, really. And I wasn't sure what it was. You know, it could be a whole multitude of things. Like, firstly, I'm at a fairly like rough year in terms of some of the personal stuff that's happened. And I always like, when I say that, I always like to say, I'm okay. My husband's okay. My kids are okay. I'm very grateful for all of that. It's just been a lot of, you know, big stuff happening this year, which of course will, you know, have its impact. As my therapist is like, Leonie, like, it's a lot. What you've gone through is a lot this year. And some of it I've been able to talk about publicly and some I can't. But, you know, it all has its toll. And then as well, you know, a couple months before I turned 40. And so I was sort of like, is this kind of like a midlife change? You know, am I like lower in energy? Is my hormones changing? Or is there something that I need to do different creatively? Like, I sort of feel like I'm waiting to get my new assignment from the angels. And it's an odd feeling because I've always been very motivated and ambitious and excitable and ready to strive for the next thing. And I'm just like, nah, just nah, you know. Anyway, I had a feeling a wee while ago that something that I should be doing is kind of taking a sabbatical from tech. And, you know, from screens, from working on screens, from, you know, using, being on email and messenger and all that stuff, you know, all day, as much as I do try and limit it, I just felt like it was just constant. And, you know, and I'm not even on social media. And so I didn't like, thank goodness that, you know, I removed that from my life like a year and a half ago. I just had this feeling like I should be doing less screen stuff and just see what appears in this space, you know. So I was waiting for that, you know, kind of download to happen, and then I was like, oh, a tech-free sabbatical, that's an intense assignment. No, I don't think I can do that. And so I ignored that kind of like soul nudge, like, I should be taking a tech-free sabbatical, I should be doing, you know, having like a real like creative retreat inside myself. And what's the word that's not culturally appropriative? Something, you know, like a vision quest of some kind, but in a non-culturally appropriative way. Oh God, how do I do that? Like some way to turn within, to retreat, to go inside and see what was in there. Anyway, so I ignored that nudge to do that. Like, I was like, nah, that's probably too hard. I couldn't work out how that would be possible, you know. And then around the same time, I started developing an eye issue. Ha, 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 ha. So I've been in fairly constant eye pain for about 2 months, a bit longer actually. And I went to my optometrist and got it all checked out, and my script had changed. And so I got new glasses and I looked very sexy in them. Yay. It still didn't fix the eye pain issue, however. So it wasn't like an eye strain thing. It was something else. So I went back to the optometrist again and had a whole bunch of tests done. And last year, I was diagnosed with like chronic dry eye. So my eyelids weren't closing at nighttime, and so my eyes were very dry, of course. So I'd been medicating it with like some a gel nighttime eye drops, and then eye drops during the day as well, and wearing an eye mask at night. And so that definitely helped with that. But now my dry eye condition has developed into something else, and that my eyes aren't producing enough oil. Hey. So it's no longer a wetness issue, and it's more of an oil issue. Fucking who knew? Midlife, what a fucking treat. My eyelids won't close, and the eyelids are just like, nah, I'm not gonna produce oil anymore, motherfucker, just be in pain. So I'm on this treatment plan for it. And it's not a short-term fix. Like, I just can't fix the fucking thing. I have to manage it. And so, of course, like, I've increased all my fish oils and stuff like that. I have to do 2 hot compresses a day that goes for 10 minutes with an eye, like a heat pad over my eyes, and then, like, just to warm up my eyelids, and then I have to squeeze oil out of them. Oh my fucking god, so disgusting. Can you think of the things that we have to do as humans? Anyway, it's ended up just kind of being this amazing miracle anyway, because twice a day, 10 minutes a day, I have to lay down with a heat pack over my eyes, and it's quite a pleasant feeling. And so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to treat this as Buddhist time. And so I listen to Buddhist lectures while I'm doing that, and it's kind of like meditating, but with Pema Chodron in my ears, and it's been just such a blessing, and just like having these 2 10-minute things each day that I have to do, otherwise I'm in physical fucking pain. Like, thank you, body. What an amazing way to guide me into the thing I should be fucking doing. And of course, with my eyes just not working super great, I have to limit a whole bunch of what I do. And so I can't read anywhere near as much, which is very difficult for me, considering I read up to 400 books a year. On average is about 200. So it's like one every 2 days. I have to like go slower and be more mindful and just not read as much and consume as much, which is on one level very uncomfortable for me, but on another level, how fucking great. Like, good job, body. This is probably a really good thing for me. And then, of course, on the screen front, I really need to reduce that amount of time that I spend on screens. And so I've been forced into this kind of screen-free sabbatical that I was wanting. Like, what the fuck? Thanks, body. And I mean that sincerely. Like, I'm so grateful that my body lets me know when I should be doing something else. Like, bless it. Bless it very much. So I've started on the sabbatical this week. And, you know, I still have to use screens for various things. Well, I don't have to, but, you know, I choose to, but in small doses. I've removed like Messenger off my phone, and I check, you know, my text or Messenger like once a day, especially because a lot of my mum friends organize stuff for our kids in there. So I kind of feel like I have to still be across that. My team have been so fucking supportive, which I'm so grateful for. My 2 assistants, they're like, we love you. Do what you need to do. We don't want you to be harmed. And I felt like really anxious about not being in constant contact with them because, one, you know, they're my business, and also, like, they are amazing friends to me, absolutely amazing, and I'm very protective and grateful for the connection I have with them. And so I said to them, like, I feel really scared that you're going to feel abandoned by me, that I'm not being, you know, a good friend in this process, much less like a good boss. And they're like, no, you're cool. Like, we're absolutely fine, and we can totally accommodate this. So I am very, very grateful. And I'm just really grateful for this sabbatical. I just feel like, oh, my brain was really busy and really loud before, and now it's not. And I'm very, very grateful for that. Oh, fuck, I just realized. Okay, so I'm driving to my kid's school for a end of school term assembly, and as per usual, I am running late. I am running late. Hopefully I should get there in time. Fuck. Anyway, I'm very grateful. I'm still creating. Like, I didn't want to take a holiday from work because I've had a lot of holidays, you know. Like, last year I took like I took like 4 months off working. That's a big dog. I don't feel like the answer was to not work, but it was to find a modified way of creating that felt really sustainable and nourishing to my soul. And I feel like I'm kind of reconnecting with my own best friend, which is, of course, myself. So I'm really grateful. There's more to say. There's more coming, and there's more free stuff if you're on my mailing list. If you're not, you should definitely be on there. The things that I'm creating at the moment, it's all a blessing, really. All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. The only does it. Me, 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 me.